Proclamation number 7511 of 30th of January, 1960. Understanding spiritual problems. Incarnation. The problem of God's incarnation in Jesus Christ can be explained to every human being if the teacher makes use of my word conveyed to you from above. But whether it is understood depends on the will of the person being taught, on his maturity of soul, on his degree of love, which only gives him the right understanding for it. For it is not the knowledge he accepts which is decisive as to whether he penetrates this problem, but the readiness of his soul, which must have a certain preparation in order to be able to positively attune itself to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who sheltered me in all fullness within himself when he lived on earth. And this preparation of the soul brings about love, which is like a bright light that shines through and enlightens the soul. To explain God's human manifestation requires the awakening of the spirit, both from the teacher as well as from the one who is to be taught. For a person who is still unawakened in spirit is also completely blind, and he would never grasp it even if it were truthfully explained to him. This is why there is so little understanding amongst people for this problem as well as for Jesus Christ's act of salvation, because only a few people are able to form a correct idea, precisely because the majority of people's spirit is still unawakened. And thus most people only look at my human manifestation from the point of view that I bestowed abilities upon the man Jesus which allowed him to be unusually active. Thus they only see Jesus as a human being with high ethical aims and unusual abilities. But that the eternal deity concealed himself in this human being is incomprehensible to them and therefore not credible either. For this reason they will also usually form two concepts under Jesus Christ and God, from which the erroneous teaching of all three-person deity has arisen, which cannot be refuted so easily either, because the right understanding requires the awakening of the spirit and this can only be awakened again through the life of love. But love has grown cold amongst people, as is obvious in the lost days before the end. And yet, the right understanding is so necessary in order for a human being to completely surrender to Jesus Christ, in order to recognize and acknowledge me in him and thereby to have the certainty of attaining eternal life. For, he who believes in me is eternal life. For this reason people first have to make an effort to live in love, then my pure word can be conveyed to them, and then every problem will be easily solvable and understandable which is now presented to people in my name. And love is only weakly kindled on earth, and that is why so much error is advocated, that is why so much lack of understanding is encountered despite the supply of pure truth from above. For until the flame of love illuminates the human heart, the truth cannot gain a foothold. It is just as incomprehensible to people as erroneous teachings which wrongly try to solve all these problems. Then the human being cannot distinguish truth from error either, but this is easy for him if he is of awakened spirit, if he is able to hear the voice of his spirit within himself through the life of love, which now opens and rightly guides his thinking. It is always love which is decisive, and a person who lives in love will always find complete understanding for all correlations, but without love he will be blind in spirit and the clearest instructions will be of no use to him because he cannot understand them. Therefore, first make an effort to live a true life of love and then desire the truth, and it will come to you clearly and comprehensibly, for then you will receive knowledge from within which will give you brightest light, which you will understand and which will make you happy, and you will also enter into the right relationship with Jesus Christ and through him also with me, who embedded myself in the man Jesus, and whom to acknowledge is also an acknowledgement of myself, which will one day lead you to beatitude, back to me and to your Father's house. Amen.